السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وأزواج وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and sisters and elders in Islam, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our a'mal salihah and make all our good deeds ikhlasan lillah, purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance and ridwan. My dear respected brothers, in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain ni'mah, the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created some type of attachment towards those things. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created us. That attachment and love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in order. And then, these are ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those things are blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. These are outward blessings. It will actually benefit us in this world as well as in hereafter. In the order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aba'ukum, first is your parents. We went through our duty towards our parents. We try to understand how we can build a better relationship with our parents. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala next mentions our love. The order of love comes next, our children. And then come our spouses. Then comes our siblings. Then rest of the families. The order goes on like that. And the wealth that we possess. We worked hard and we have some amount of property and all that. We have attachment. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. And our profession, our business. Then said the house, the place where we live. This is the order Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. These are all blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as human being, we are in need of it, and majority of us having all of these things. There are exceptions. Some people Allah has not blessed them with children. For some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not blessed them with spouses. For some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not blessed them with brothers or sisters, siblings. Sometimes even the word bless, sometimes having this a blessing and not having also a blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it, which is khair for us. Which will be khair for us. So, for some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have granted. And in general, majority of people have been given these things. So, we as children, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prioritize these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have maintained a good relationship with all these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with. He doesn't want us to forsake. Our religion is not a religion where you abandon the entire world and you go somewhere in isolation and think, I'm a very pious person. No, we cannot do that. We cannot do that at all. When we have responsibility, duty, we are growing up, right? So we have to be part of it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, beautiful hadith, this comes in the kitab known as Mudaratun Nas, an author known as Ibn Abi Dunya, same period of Imam Bukhari, rahimullah, this scholar lived. He compiled many hadith books. In one, Mudaratun Nas is interacting and managing people. How do you interact with people? It's an important chapter because we cannot live without it, because sometime having a good interaction with a person, that becomes a means for us for Jannah. That becomes a means for us to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. In that first hadith, Al-Muslim, Al-Ladhi yukhalitun nas, wa yasbir ala adahum. Khay Al-Mu'min, actually hadith goes Mu'min in another narration. Al-Mu'min, Al-Ladhi yukhalitun nas, wa yasbir ala adahum. Khayrum min mu'mini Al-Ladhi la yukhalitun nas, wa la yasbir ala adahum. A believer who intermingle, interact, he have relationship with people, he moves around with the people. And when you move, when you interact, sometimes some people is going to be rude, sometimes they're going to hurt you, sometimes they're going to disappoint you. You do interaction with them, they say, okay, they take borrow money from you, they don't pay you on time. There are so many things happen when you interact with people. When you interact with people, so many things happen. They fall ill. You need to be there. It's one or other. They call you suddenly in the dead of the night for help. وَيَسْبِرْ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. He interacts with the people. He moves around with the people, intermingle. And he is being patient if there is any difficulty or harm come from people. This person, this believer is خير, better than a believer who does not interact with people. He said, okay, I'm going to be for myself. وَلَا يَسْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. And if he's happened to interact, if something happened, he's not going to be patient also. So we need to decide which believer we want to be. Sometimes, these are certain interactions are, like, you know, in Salah, we have Sunnah and we have Fard. Even in relationship, you mustn't forget, there are certain relationship fard, we have no option. Like 5-time prayer, can we compromise? We cannot compromise. Asr 4 rakat, can we compromise? No. Unless we are in the safar, then we do asr. That is a different story. But while you are in, you cannot compromise. Likewise, certain relationship, there are relationship which is wajib. No, you cannot compromise. Our relationship with the parents, our relationship with our siblings, our relationship with our children, our relationship with family. We have no option. Think, oh, if I'm good mood, if they are good to me, I'm going to be good. No, this is fard. We must try to understand this relationship, maintaining good relationship with them is fard. Maybe sometime you don't talk to them. I'm not speaking about the, your parents or children or sibling, extended family. But you're not angry. You have not cut bonds with them. You're a little busy, but maybe you didn't meet them. So it's very, very important. We need to understand that's fard, compulsory. Some scholars add maintaining a good relationship with the neighbors also comes under that, under the fard. Different opinion. Some say no. Some say, majority says neighbors comes under that as family. They come the equal place. Maintain a good relationship. They are the first people with you all. Their difficulty sometimes, neighbors, handling neighbors becomes very difficult. Some neighbors become very annoying. We have no option. We cannot be rude to them. We must try as much as possible be kind towards them. Sometimes they become very unreasonable. They just make for every single thing they make an issue. They block your driveway. They put the garbage in front of your door. It happens, right? It becomes very difficult. You cannot tolerate. That's why Rasulullah said, وَيَسْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. When there is a harm and difficulty come from them, you need to make sabr. So my respected brothers, this relationship, we need to understand what are the compulsory. And then rest of the other relationship comes under the category of sunnah. You come to masjid, you maintain good relationship with your brother. With a smile, you do, it's better. When the brother says salam, then becomes fard. You cannot ignore him. You have to say, Wa alaikum assalam. But starting with salam is what? Sunnah. As soon as he says salam, you cannot ignore. You have to respond. So understanding that is very, very important. In our priority of maintaining a good relationship with our people, actually parents, and then next, immediately what comes on is our spouses. Actually, some scholars say children, but what I feel personally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with children through spouses. Without spouses, we cannot have children. Sometime what happened, we get married and we prioritize so much on our children and prioritize so much on our parents and our siblings, and we forget our spouses and the role that they play. Allah made them a means. Husband and wife. I'm not saying about only wife. Husband and wife, both. We forget that. Sometimes some mothers, they become so much of love for the children, they neglect the husband. They think, oh no, priority. Yes, for everything there is a time when you prioritize it, how you prioritize it. But the ni'mah, the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you through having a spouse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made your spouses, right? For a man, his wife, for a wife, is, you know, for a lady, a husband is a means of sakina. Allahu Akbar. A means of sakina. Who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made between them mawadda, compassion. You know, mawadda is love and bond. And rahma, mercy between them. So my respected brothers, in our relationship, wa azwajukum, very, very important is your spouses. We have duty towards them. We need to appreciate. It is one of the blessing, greatest blessing. You go and ask people who are living alone. They will explain to you loneliness. When you're having a spouse, sometimes it's difficult. Yes, you need to tolerate. You need to go on. They're not going to be the way you want it. But by being with them, they are being with us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us emotional, psychological contentment. Everyone must try to see how can we appreciate one another and tolerate one another, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do that. Sometimes one person is like, you know, sometimes we have attitude based on our culture, based on our background. We have an issue of, when it comes to a relationship between husband and wife, spouses, my dear brothers and sisters, is not about who is superior and who is, you know, not superior. Who is great and not. It's not about that. It's not a competition who is great and best. It is a partnership. Both are playing their role. Both have to do their role. And each and every role is very important. Each and everyone. If one person think, no, become arrogant and think the attitude, my respected, appreciating wives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught that. You take the life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Khadija radiyallahu anha, and you see the scenario. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an orphan. Financially, he is weak. Khadija radiyallahu anha belongs to a rich background. She's age-wise elder. Financially sound. What did she do? She did not come up and argue and say, like, you know, I'm doing everything, I'm the boss at home. No. It is a love, compassion, and sharing, understanding another person, and being reasonable. Khadija Radhiyallahu Anha volunteered. When we are getting married to someone, we are getting married actually for life and death. We are saying, yeah, I'm ready to sacrifice. I'm ready to compromise. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to forgive. You cannot have this, my respected brothers. Khadija radiallahu anha spent all her wealth on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All her wealth. And she respected him so much. She loved him so much. I'm just saying. And not only that, she gave birth for Allah Akbar. How many children? Just imagine in her late age, past 40, how young mothers find difficult to give birth and take care of it. Khadija radiallahu anha did it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And taking care of all the children. And taking care of her husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was playing his role. What? He helped in her business. Right? From the time he got married until Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became prophet, he was a very committed husband and father. You will rarely see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam involved with any other. If any community matter comes up, he's a respected, but he was very dedicated husband and father at home. That is ibadah, remember. All other things come secondary. Once you get married, your priority comes there. Your family, while maintaining relationship with your parents, maintaining relationship with your siblings, maintaining relationship with neighbors, yes. But priority, you need to see that. Sometimes I always tell this. Priority for different people in different time is different. But we try to make prioritize for everyone same. A young man is getting married. He got married. When you see that young man too much in the masjid, there is something wrong. Elders must see what's wrong. May go home. Enjoy life with your wife. When you have young children, send that young man home. He comes, do the farl, send him home. Tell him, go and spend with your children time. Right? You need to give. It's not like, you know, completely neglecting the masjid. We need to understand the balance, right? He has to come to the masjid. He needs spiritual. He needs friends. Yes. But his priority until his family's foundation is done, established, his priority comes there. But sometimes we miss out, including the one I'm, the person, the speaker, me, myself, including. We go around everywhere, right? My priority, coming and giving lecture is not my priority. Priority is being there. But alhamdulillah, my wife has accepted. We have discussion and taken certain part, roles and place. When you do, you have to make it up. You have to make it up. Because they are growing. When you miss that time, you can't give that time back again. Never. You give another. No. When your wife is young or when your husband is young, you don't give time. You don't prioritize it. After 50, you give time. That time is not the same. Remember. After 40, you give. That's not the same. When you're young, that's a different quality is there. Different amount of feeling and emotion is there. Our deen is teaching us to bring balance in everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلِ بَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍ وَلِ زَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍ. There is duty towards everyone. Abul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's relationship with Khadija radiallahu anhu went so much. When sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached 40, when he received the wahi, you saw how Khadija radiallahu anhu, she climbed Mount Hira. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine. She's in her 60s. Oh, she climbed. She had, you see, my respected brothers, our mothers and sisters, our wives, you see, it's all got to do with respect and love and appreciation. We need to love and respect and appreciate, and we need to love and respect and appreciate the role that they're playing. So relationship between husband and wife, it's a priority Sharia has made. You need to maintain. Because through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses his children. And one person, if Allah has blessed you with ni'mah, you need to help other person to improve and empower. It's not, you don't use a person, no. It is both together, you improve and empower. Spiritually, both of you try. Maybe one person is spiritually strong, another person is weak. You get married, this person help other person spiritually to grow. Financially, one is weak, another one is okay. He helped that person to come up financially a little stronger. It's all together. Emotionally, spiritually, knowledge. One person has knowledge, another person is having less knowledge. You see how we can increase our knowledge together. Empowerment. You need to be empowered by your relationship with your spouses. Empowered. Down the line, Khadija Aisha radiallahu anha with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she got married, she didn't have so much of knowledge. By the time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the first, she was the most knowledgeable woman in the world. Allahu Akbar. From where did she learn that? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, husband and wife relationship is not only a physical, emotional, and our, you know, sexual relationship alone. No. That's the animals does it. No. That is just the 105%. It's important. Yes, you need to have emotional bond, love, affection, all that. But that becomes the means, the attraction, the love, connection, both of you. But then based on that, we need to capitalize. See how we can learn and grow together. Every day become better person. People must say, oh, this man, before getting married, he's someone else. But after got married, see, he has changed. His akhlaq has changed. Character has changed. Helping each other. You come out, you make a mistake, you are mad at a person, you go back home and you tell the wife, she should not pour more petrol into that and burn it up. She must advise you, calm you down, give you a different perspective. Different perspective and say, okay, how can you come out of this situation? Maybe there is someone has done an injustice, no problem. The advice should come from your partner. And you should know when. Sometime she is in trouble, emotionally she is down. You don't go there and become a judge. Say right and wrong, listen to them. They want us to listen. Let them listen, tell their perspective. And together, try to figure out how can she express, become a better person out of that situation. Tested. You go home. She comes, as soon as you go there, maybe come up with a problem where the neighbor's issue or something comes up. How do you handle it? You listen to that, oh, let me go, and you go to the neighbor and knock the door and you go for a fist fight. No, you don't do that. Try to understand the person. Why? What has happened? Handle it with a lot of maturity in our husband and wife relationship. My respected brothers, it's something, sometimes some youngsters think, okay, I want to learn everything and then get married. Never going to happen. Right? It's something that you learn along the way. Time to time you learn, you consult. You need to have some mentors who will help you through. You need to do. We all make mistakes. Everyone, when you go back, oh, see, I could have handled that situation better than. We always have that. We always have that. The best person as men, the best person that we can go when it comes to our, you know, marital problem is our fathers. They know that. They have gone through. Because similar, you carry the same DNA. Sometimes emotionally, you have the same attitude. Not always. Then he will tell you how to handle it. Because he made, in certain places, he had made mistake. But he'll make sure that you don't make that mistake. He will guide you. Good friends, your elder brothers, your teachers. My respect, but in community, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. لَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That is our good deed. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That is our personal. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ is this. You help one another. You counsel one another on haq. And you counsel one another to be patient. Allahu Akbar. You counsel one another. Some moment they get frustrated. They come and say, hey, Imam, it's done. I'm okay. It's done. I'm going to get out of this marriage. Hold down. Calm down. Don't haste. Allahu Akbar. Easy to understand. It's easy to do that, but then it's very difficult to rectify it.
very difficult to rectify. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed a beautiful life with Khadija radiallahu anha. He prioritized it and he was grateful till the end. Allahu Akbar. This gratitude has to come. As human, they would have had issues, they would have had moments that they were not happy about, because human being upset about. When it comes to other wives, there's so many Quran and Seerah have recorded it. When it comes to with Khadija radiallahu anha, negatives are not recorded. It has been only positives recorded. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have blessed that relationship with only positives. Allah knows best. But when it comes to other spouses of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are other incidents where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a situation where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1 month he stayed away from all his wives. Because sometimes you need a little bit of perspective. When you come out, you appreciate more. But when he comes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he does with the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Not like us. We don't do it. We don't get wahi. We don't get direct instruction. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do it. So as we need to understand our spouses and value our relationship to spouses. Before we say qabiltu, before we start relationship, we need to think, we need to try, make istikhara, and try our best and make the best choice. This is the only thing that Allah has given us to make the choice. It is qadr of Allah. Allah knows whom we're going to get married to. But he say, you choose. Rest, we don't choose our parents. We don't choose our siblings. We don't choose our children. Do we? No. In this family relationship, only thing that we make the choice is our spouses. Sometimes always you think we make the wrong choice, right? When you first think later down, we make wrong choice. No, that's not the wrong choice. We should never ever think that. Only thing, it is our perception. It's Allah, it's the qadr of Allah. We made the choice, we make that. Whenever we feel this is a wrong choice, we try to convert that into be a right choice. We can always do that. The way we think, our approach, our attitude. And you see Musa alayhi salam. Sometimes we think, what is this relationship? It's only financial and other things. It's Musa alayhi salam's relationship, he was a man alone. Shuaib alayhi salam's daughters, Shuaib alayhi salam had wealth. Musa alayhi salam actually worked for father-in-law. His mahar was working for 10 years. Allahu Akbar. Have you ever come across anything? No. When it comes to husband and wife, the spouse relationship, when you do more and you think you are doing it and you hold that as a weapon, no, you never do that. Nobody should do that. This should come with love and respect. Love and respect. The way we do, they're also doing it. And we need to prioritize that. We need to take time for one another. Daily, every day, we busy, we come home, going, washing clothes, cleaning, all that. No, that's not. Those are all just part of it. We do with love, we prepare food, they prepare food for us. But we need to have some quality time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sadaqah. It is sadaqah. It's a rewarding act. You spend time happily, without arguing, fighting, angels are making dua when two husband and wife are together. And one of the main priority of shaitan is what? To create rift between husband and wife. So when you enter home, you say what? Salam and Bismillah and enter, then shaitan stays away from that house. You eat with Bismillah, shaitan stays away from it. Because shaitan wants that. Because that is a foundation of all goodness. When you are happy at home, as husband and wife, other goodness comes up. Your children are going to be happy. Your family is going to be happy. You're going to do a lot of good. When there is a quarrel, there is a problem, there is a frustration, what happens? My respect brothers, our spirituality, our iman, our Quran, our tilawa, our qiyam, our salah, our charity must reflect it. Must reflect it. The first charity, the best charity is spending for your family. spend your family. You spend on them, but not on extravagance. Sometimes we also go out of the limit. Right? We give them, or they give us lots of luxurious things, try to waste money. No, don't do that. Don't do that. What they need, necessary comfort, yes. But don't go for too much of fancy, and you know, you pay a lot of money for the beauty and you keep buying and keep changing it. Don't do that. Both of husband and wife together must come to some understanding. This is how we're going to spend the wealth. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to take care of one another. We need to come to some level of it. And end of the day, my respected brothers, our love towards our spouses is part of our deen, part of our deen. Islam always encourages you try to forgive and continue. Try to forgive and continue. And it's given an option, yes. Only relationship that if you can't work it out, you have an option of an exit. No other relationship has exit. Alaska. But that should be the last resort. That's why it says, when the talaq has been uttered, the arsh of Allah is going to shook. Allahu Akbar. It's not just... So the severity is mentioned there. So there is a way, but that should not be our first option. That should be the last resort. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little frustrated with one of his, you know, wives. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the thought went through, okay, let me end this relationship. That is who? Daughter of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down angels. Angels came and told, you know, don't do that. Inna sawwama wa qawwama. Gave her Allahu Akbar. Description about Hafsa radiallahu anhu. What? Sawwama and qawwama. She's a lady who fasts a lot and stands in the night a lot. So please, little tolerate. Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu didn't do that. So sometime we need to see the positive side of it. This is a very good lesson. When the day you become frustrated because you're seeing only the negative. The more you see only negative, then you get frustrated and you come to some conclusion. But soon as someone come and give you a perspective, a positive from that person, that balances off. The angels came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Innaha sawwama wa qawwama." Allahu Akbar. What a certificate. The angels are saying she fasts a lot and see, she stands in the night. So my respected brothers, when it comes to our relationship with our spouses, I feel normally people prioritize even the Quran, the order comes as what your what you call children. We love them most, but I feel after our parents, once we're getting married, our foundation as husband and wife is very important. That is the light. Through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with children. So then as husband and wife, we need to do our duty towards one another. Loving one another. Concealing one another's mistake. Right? We must have that ability to forgive one another. And sometimes too much of attachment becomes a problem. Sometimes we need to have a policy of give and take as well. My dear respected brothers, month of Ramadan, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us for that. Make some time. We have ibadah, yes, at least time of suhoor, little bit after iftar when you go back, sit together, have some good discussions, nice discussions that will encourage us. Remind one another, you know, maybe we are going through a difficult phase, inshallah, in Jannah we're going to be together. These are good things, these are discussions that will encourage one another. Ask forgiveness by one another because we all do mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Right? We all make mistakes. If one person says, no, I never make mistake, something wrong with you. We would have hurt them so much. They would have hurt us so much. All happens. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. Right? Sometimes there is nothing, but we get hurt. They did not do anything purposefully, but we get hurt. We are human beings. We have emotional attachments. Right? And then we have, sometimes our expectation is too much. expectation is too much. We expect from our spouses, you know, too much. We have duty towards our parents. They need to respect our parents, love our parents, but they don't have any duty towards our parents. We need to respect their parents, love their parents, but we don't have any duty towards them. Loving respect is there. So it's very important when we verbal exchange, when we talk to one another, especially there's emotional attachment, wherever it is, you need to be very, very careful about it. Very, very careful. When you handle it in that way, definitely, inshallah, we can build this relationship. My respected brothers, one of the greatest blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us after Iman, Islam, and having our parents being with us, is that our spouses, right? They sacrifice for us, we sacrifice for them. Our life, sometimes children grow big, they go away them from their own family. And both of husband and wife, they end up alone, right? The company stays alone for a long time. And we need to understand, realize, the love should be in that level of understanding one another's need. Emotional need, physical need, psychological need. These are very, very important. Husband should understand and the wife should understand. Children should understand. All this understanding and respecting one another is very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us, you know, and blessing, you know, happy marriage, a content marriage life. That's very, very important. Min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Allah should give us qurrata ayun. That means coolness of our eyes. You know, happiness, contentment, mawadda and rahma in that relationship. And baraka in that relationship. Khair. The dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is barakallah lak wa baraka alayhima wa jama'a baynahuma. Make the union khair. Right? We renew that. Keep making dua for one another with that. And I always say, sometimes some scholars disagree with me, I say, celebrating anniversary is some kind of sunnah. You know why? You're renewing your relationship. You remind each other. You don't need to, if you imitate, you know, the other culture, then this becomes a problem. Without imitating the other culture, you can actually appreciate. It's not easy if you are, as husband and wife, able to live for 20 years. Do you think it's easy? I think you need to have the biggest walima on that day than the first day. Some people's first day, after just spending one night, give the biggest walima. Right? Down the line, 2 years, it's gone. But if both of us, if husband and wife able to live for 20 years, mashallah, tolerate one another, you give the biggest walima. Call whole family and give all the friends. In that 20 years, your friends have helped you, your parents have helped you, your children have helped you, your brothers and sisters have helped you, your colleagues have helped you, because that time you come to the office, you are angry. You're going to say, no, it's done. But one of your friends say, hey, hold on, man, just calm down. Just give for another little bit time. It has happened. You would have gone to your dad and told, you know, I'm done. They would have said, hold on. 20 years down the line, if you made it for 20 years, alhamdulillah. First, we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do a zabah, feed the people. For 20 years. You know? I'm saying there's nothing wrong. But if you consider that to be sunnah, it's wrong. You know, because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in general, he didn't have specific time, but he was so appreciative. Whenever there is good thing happen in our Islam, he's encouraged to give qurban and feed. That's one of the, anything happy, they will soon slaughter animal feed. They don't wait for a moment. But as humans, sometimes we need certain, you know, moment. Why? Eid is a special day. It gives us a different excitement. So we need to do that. You make sure that, right? Once we have that, give the biggest walima, inshallah. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand and live a happy marriage life in this world. And that relationship should continue, inshallah, in Jannatul Firdaus as well. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.